Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Could you try this for me?
How about those Patriots?
Try this. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
That's good. That's really good.
I bombed so bad. I'll never forget. It was horrific. Just staring at me all, you know, with the wigs on and the whole thing. And I, out of nowhere, there was a rabbi in the crowd. And he yelled out, "What is your relationship with God?"
Oh, no!
And I said, "Obviously, it's not good. This is really a bad situation."
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
If you're happy and you know it, go beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a little delayed.
Beep, well, beep. I didn't know if you were going to go beep, beep, or clap, clap.
No. Beep, beep. Beep. Hey, what a show yesterday, huh? I
mean, yeah.
I still feel as though I feel that we could take one subject or maybe two and just do it for the whole week. But it would get to a point where people would get burned out and get really crappily annoyed with us.
Yeah, it'd be like the same news cycle every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
So we have a palate cleanser today. Rob Spiewak, if you remember back in the summertime, it was back in the summertime,
it was
right?
Indeed, yes.
It was summertime where Rob went up with Sarah and was, you know, Fraze and Hey Fraze. And went up there to be on the show Crashing on HBO, which is a smash hit on the home box office. I watched the other night. Just an incredibly funny show.
Is there anyone better at looking disappointed than Pete Holmes?
Pete Holmes, who is just so sad.
It's so funny.
And it's such a drag. And the inner workings, it really shows the behind-the-scenes nature of what it is to be a comedian. And for someone who's been a disc jockey his whole career, it makes me understand why comedians who guested on my show for years and years were always so angry and bitter. So I understand that right now. Now, do we have your co-star on the phone?
Yeah, hi, Jessica.
Jessica Kirsten. Hi, Jessica. I'm Mike. This is Oscar.
Hi.
And this is your co-star, Rob Spiewak, and we want to talk all about Crashing. Let me introduce Jessica Kirsten. She will be playing herself in this season of HBO's Crashing with Pete Holmes. She filmed a scene with Rob.
Woo!
There's a lucky lady. She'll be at the DC Improv February 15th through the 17th. Tickets available at her website. And she is also headed to New York. Well, that's a normal place for comedians to go. And not just New York, New York. Poughkeepsie, my former stomping grounds of Marist College in Poughkeepsie. And you're going now. Are you going to Poughkeepsie and Syracuse soon in the teeth of the winter, Jessica?
Yes, unfortunately, I am.
Oh well, you know,
no,
have fun.
I'm excited. I'm actually going to Albany this weekend. I try to go to the coldest places I can in the middle of the winter.
Yeah,
it just makes
it seem easier.
Yeah, it's very. It's actually really depressing, but the shows end up going great.
Okay, yeah, because I mean everybody's hungry and wants to go see.
Well, they are indoor venues.
She's also going to Austin.
Yeah, they're not like in an igloo. Yeah, they're indoor venues. But you know, it's depressing for us to go be in a hotel for 3 or 4 days. But the shows always go great because the more depressed we are and the more upset and angry, the funnier the show. So.
Well, you know, and that's, isn't it really what makes comedy in general? The more pissed off you are, depression feeds comedy. So Crashing is, you know, our boy Rob Spiewak got an opportunity to go up to New York and tape an episode of Crashing and be on there. And he was very, very thrilled. And he spoke very highly of you and Pete Holmes and the entire cast. And I just would like to point out for the people at Crashing that... you know, Rob's name's not on the show. It's my name that's on the show, and nobody asked me to come up there and be on the show. But that's all right.
As you recall, Mike, it was quite an accident. I was just reading lines with Sarah Fraser.
He was an extra for somebody else, and they're like, hey, can that guy come too?
Yeah, it was just like spotting me in a tight sweater at the Hollywood drugstore, and they said, we need him.
Yeah, that is what happened.
Jessica, let me ask you this. So here's what I love about Crashing. The angst is real. It's not a lot of acting. It feels like you guys are just doing what comes naturally when you're up there because of the insecurity of comedy and just how cruel and cutthroat it is. Can I ask you a question about the most recent episode that I watched this past Sunday?
Sure.
Because I don't know anything about stand-up. I've been a disc jockey all my life. Is there so the idea of you doing a set and then walking over to a booker, a talent booker, or the owner of the club, or anybody like that? You're not ready? Would they really say something that?
Yeah.
Would it be that cold and heartless the way it is? Because I was curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them that are nicer and kind will say you're not ready. You know, I'll see you again at some point. But then there's also people, bookers who are famous for saying very mean things to people, and just crazy stuff. Like there was a guy that used to book a club in New York, and it was a very, very popular club. And he would say things to people like, you're not attractive enough. I already have enough black guys here. I mean, it was crazy.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. So there's some, so the fact where some of them just say, you're not ready, or you might be a little too new, but it's promising, is actually a nice way of saying it.
And it is the den of wolves, when I think of it, because I think there's a camaraderie among many comedians, but there's also but there's also that element of, you're on your own once you get up on that stage, and that's got to be, I don't know. I don't know if I could ever handle it. I mean, the only experience I would have would be getting up and introducing people that do what you do. But it's it's such pure. You're out there, sink or swim. And I don't know. Crashing to me taps into that angst better than any show I've ever seen.
It does. It's actually the best. I think it's the best example of what we go through. I mean, it's not 100% correct, but it's really close to how uncomfortable it is and how hard it is. And, it's like we all kind of hate performing but love it. We hate our careers, but we're grateful for that. I mean, it's just, I was talking to people about it at a club in the city. And it's weird. I don't even kind of notice what I do. My mom will say things to me like, do you realize where you've been and what you've done? And, and I'm like, no, I don't even think about it. I just do it. It's
weird. It's not, you can't process it like that because that'll mess you up, right? I mean,
you'll get too much of an ego I can go either way, or I'll get too hard on myself. Like I just filmed a special for Comedy Central and I have to go to LA next week and edit it. And the thought of like sitting there and watching my hour is making me sick. I don't want to see myself.
I understand. It's so strange. And I feel as though, and here's where there is a parallel between, doing a radio show, doing a podcast, after I lost my radio show and coming in we're on one station, Rob, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
But I feel as though the parallels there are, your self-loathing is intense because I cannot stand. I don't listen to an episode of the show. When I do, it's extremely rare. Rob, your co-star wants to say something.
Yeah, Jessica, Jessica and I are working on this project with Judd Apatow, and I just wanted to bring up the fact.
There you go.
No,
when Rob lets the ego explode, even with a 6-minute segment.
Yeah,
Jessica, when we were talking between shots, you had brought up when we were at Crashing that your mother was a therapist.
My mom is still a therapist.
Still a therapist.
In New Jersey.
So do you see a commonality?
That's got to be helpful, I would imagine.
it's great.
Are performers all broken?
Yes. Well, I think the funniest ones are the most broken. I mean, I taught comedy for years, and I actually said to a couple of people, you're too happy to be a comedian. you're too okay. You need to, it's never going to work. And it didn't. It doesn't. It's like you really... It comes from, tragedy and pain. And just, we all have issues. I was sitting around the Comedy Cellar the other day with a bunch of comics, and I looked around, and I'm like, I said to all of them, like, do you realize this is like a mental institution? Like, we're in, like, I feel like we're in a game room in a mental institution, and we're all like,
it's so true.
You know, like one's nodding out, the other one's like being obsessive compulsive, someone's talking to himself. I mean, it's really like that. So like,
you know,
we're all laughing about it, but it's true. It is.
Yeah, the thing about what you do, and I lost my train of thought the first time I was going to say, the parallels that I notice are if something goes really, really wrong for me, something really hysterically wrong, like but horribly embarrassing, that's just, even when it's happening to me, the only redeeming quality is that I know I can bring it to the show and share it,
yeah,
and it'll be great.
So
and
true.
It's the same with comedy. You have something, you know, that, and that, in a way, I think that's what people that have to be funny for a living can bring the tragedy in their lives. And it's really kind of a sacrifice if you want to look at it that way.
But it's
helpful, right?
I feel like the comics, it's very therapeutic. I mean,
sure.
For me, like when I don't do it, I get depressed, really depressed if I don't mm-hmm. perform for a while. But it's interesting how, you know, once you're up there, even if you're upset in a horrible mood, something, I mean, I've dealt with, you know, loss lately. And the one thing that helped me was getting up and talking about it. I actually, like, you know, my stepfather passed away. He wasn't well at all. And then we did a shiva and I went on stage and for like every night was making fun of the shiva and how the people, you know, these old Jewish people
it.
Would come up
yeah.
to me and
yeah.
spit all over my face, and I'm so sorry, and like spitting fish. And it was like,
spitting fish.
Yeah, it was like Jaws in 3D. It was crazy.
I have to say, since you brought up the Jewish factor here, sitting shiva, I got to ask you: have you mm-hmm. looked at Mrs. Maisel? Have you checked that out? Because I think it's the most
yeah.
Jewish show that's ever been on any form of any kind. And I'm, you know, this Irish Catholic is in love with that show. I looked at my wife looked at me, and honestly, when they got done doing the scenes up at in the resort in the Catskills, looked over and said, "You really want to be Jewish in 1959. I do. I really felt that way. Yeah.
And I mean, did those resorts and the Borscht Belt. Oh, God.
Did you really? Oh, tell me about that, please. Please tell me about that.
One of the worst shows I ever did was at Kutcher's. And I was, this is amazing. It was for ultra-Orthodox people. And I was not seasoned yet. You know, it was pretty new in my career. And I bombed so bad. I'll never forget. It was horrific. Just staring at me, all, you know, with the wigs on and the whole thing, and I out of nowhere there was a rabbi in the crowd, and he yelled out, "What is your relationship with God?"
Oh no!
And I said, "Obviously, it's not good. This is really a bad situation. So I need to, you know, we need to go for help. Like, this is not working out."
Ultra Orthodox. So
oh,
I mean,
no.
I'm thinking, I got now. I mean, I know we're going down a different road here, but I've got. So do you have to be mindful with that
yes.
crowd
of
anything that will offend? That would be. I mean,
well,
that would be
offends,
nightmare.
Then.
Everything offends.
Everything. I left there and ate a live pig.
Wow, that's awesome. Oscar, I know you wanted to ask Jessica Kirsten from Crashing with Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
I'll
make you feel good.
Thank you. Want to remind our audience that Jessica will be at the DC Improv on the 15th and 17th of February, so make sure you pick up your tickets. Also, check out her website, jessicakirsten.com. Jessica, do you feel like, thank you for being so candid and sharing with us how dark
sure.
this world really is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this actually transcends, but the majority of comedians that I've been lucky enough to, you know, become friends with, they have terrible personal lives as well. I don't know one person that's really happy. It's hard to segment that, correct? And if you are, you've got some sort of supreme power.
It's very hard. It's really not easy. But I find that, and this is not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, like the people who have a pretty balanced life outside of stand-up, who don't just focus on stand-up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, have, you know, their careers can usually, they can do better. They can go further because they have that base, like that, you know, they have that root, those roots at home. because there's some guys and women who just all they think about and talk about is stand-up, and it's not good. Like, they can't get into a relationship. That, you know, I know a lot of guys that are, like, dying to get married and have kids, but it's so complex, and their schedule and their life. So it's hard to find someone who can deal with it, because it's a hard life to be on the road all the time, and
yeah,
all the rejection,
terrible.
And just a lot of it. It's, I mean, a lot of us have major issues.
All right, we can't let you get out of here without focusing on our guy who was so excited to participate and hop into this world of HBO. And I would imagine, you know, yes, you are doing a show about stand-up, but it is a different world as you're doing this show Crashing. Rob mm-hmm. Spiewak, first of all, and then before we move on, do you have any memory of working with Rob whatsoever, Jessica?
I have no idea who. No, I'm joking. Actually, he was great. He did a great job, and we were all hysterically laughing. You know, we filmed in a small radio. You know, it was like a small space, and you know, you have to keep doing things over and over and over again. But they let us improv. It was hysterical, and he really did a great job. They both did.
Somehow that disappoints me, but that's me, and that's my own angst. I didn't expect anything else, but yes, Rob, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I want to ask a question.
Ahead.
This is a little surreal, because when we did our scene, it was kind of like this. You were a guest on a radio show that I was hosting.
Yeah.
Wasn't she feeding you lines a little bit, or your improvs
and stuff like that? And Pete was as well, and it was a really weird moment. One time, Pete said something that seemed out of character for him. He says, no, I want you to say that. And so he was like writing for me on set at the time. He is so generous with handing out the lines.
So generous. Well, I mean, you sound like Mr. Actor Boy now.
But it's so true, though.
It's so generous. Mike. The script was, yes, I'm jealous.
This is the highlight of his life.
The script was delicious.
Yeah,
the script was just delicious.
And it's all downhill from here.
That's a horrible word.
It's downhill from March 3rd at 10 p.m., 9 central, when our episode airs.
Your
on
episode
HBO.
Is March 3rd?
March 3rd. But I wanted to ask you, one of my favorite things about Crashing, Jessica, is you see so many big names in the world of comedy playing themselves and not always looking in the most flattering light. Is it hard to play yourself? And do you find that other stand-up comics enjoy being themselves on the show, or is that a weird jump to make?
I think most of us enjoy that because, you know, Judd and Pete, they let you improv, which is actually brilliant when it comes to if you let comedians, you know, say the lines and also improv and say, that's where we shine. So I think they get so much great stuff out of that, of just letting us be ourselves and you know, improvising. Yeah. It's great. I'd much rather play myself than someone, you know, that I can't relate to.
Yeah, but not everybody can do it. And, you know, the show is just going gangbusters. We really, really appreciate you taking the time and chatting with us about, you know, how broken we all really are, which is always, that's therapeutic for me to just commiserate with people. Jessica, if you want to find out more about Jessica Kirsten, you can go to jessicakirsten.com. And as I said, she's in the middle, you're in the middle of a tour right now. You're going all over the country, right? Poughkeepsie, Austin, Phoenix, all over the place. You will be getting to some warm weather areas. Which is irrelevant because you'll be in a motel or a hotel, and that's and then just going to the club.
I also do resorts sometimes or a cruise. Like, I'm doing the Impractical Jokers cruise, which I'm excited about in a couple of weeks, and that's cool. A ton of comics. Hey, yeah.
Do you like that? Do you like that? I mean, because it is kind of a captured. You know, do you get cornered of that? You know, from the show the night before, where it's like, Jessica, come over here. I want you to meet my cousin.
Of course. Are you kidding? I never came as close to ending it than when I was on cruises all the time.
can you come back so we can commiserate with more of this stuff? Because I'm not kidding you. Every single time you talk, something else comes up in my brain here with the cruise. When is the cruise?
Oh, it's
when
horrific.
Is the cruise?
That'll be fun because I'll be with Comet. You know, I'll be with my friends.
Yeah, but you're still performing for people that are going to be paying to come on the cruise.
Well, they're Impractical Jokers fans, so they'll all be like Jersey and, you know, like, oh my God, you're so funny. Like, so funny. Like that kind of. It's not. The cruise is like, I have a joke for you. You want to hear my joke? You know, that's more. But this is just drunk, annoying, you know.
Why aren't you Danish? That kind of thing. So, yes.
Before we let you go,
can I make one request of you, Jessica?
Yes.
Could you do for Mike your voice of the young, white, excited teenager girl?
Oh my God, you were so funny. Like, seriously, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, I just can't stop laughing. Can we take a picture for Instagram? Because I want people to like it and comment and like it and comment. Let me get it.
When you guys talk like that, it's not hot. Like, it's just it's really.
My favorite. Jessica Kirsten, continued success to you, and thanks for being so kind to our boy Rob.
Yes, thank you, Jessica.
And can you come back sometime and join us? You're a lot of fun to have on the show.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jessica. That's Jessica Kirsten, everybody. And Rob, you can start the show now. Hey!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I was in a relationship for a few years, and I think in the time I was in the relationship, all dating communication went exclusively to text. You can't call anybody anymore. If you call someone, they're like, what? Are you on fire? Then quit wasting my time. Text me that
Oscar Santana.
And I don't like texting people, especially girls. There's always miscommunication that happens. This is a situation I get into all the time. I'll text a girl. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. I text her back right away. She texts me back right away. Then I'll say something like, all right, cool. So you want to get pizza on Tuesday? And then I don't hear anything. And I'm like, what just happened? I know you read that. You responded to 20 other things I just said. What, do you not like me anymore? You don't have 2 seconds to say, yes, I want to get pizza, or no, I don't want to get pizza? Would you check your phone into a locker and go ride a roller coaster for a few hours? What's the deal? And after a few hours of no response, I get real upset. And I just want to send a text that says something like, well, guess who just got uninvited to the pizza party? You did, because I hate you now. Girl always writes something bad. Sorry, I was at my niece's ballet recital. We had to turn off our phones. Whatever, we're done. I finished that pizza hours ago. I went with my friend Brian. He's nice to me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Having Jessica Kirsten on and then listening to that clip makes me realize I think we're all going insane.
I think so.
To a degree. I think it's happening. We're live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we are delighted to have you with us. If you're new, sit back, enjoy the fun. If you are one of our longtime supporters, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We can never thank you enough for supporting this show. We appreciate it. From Awatuki?
Nice pull, Awatuki, yes.
Awatuki, yes. Arizona.
Nice.
To Carteret, New Jersey. Hey, keep them coming.
Yes.
Don't just stop, okay? I don't care how small your town is. I don't care if you went on vacation and listen to the... Here's the thing. If you went on vacation somewhere really obscure and listened to the podcast while you were there, that counts.
We know.
It doesn't count because you're listening there regularly. It counts because it'll sound better on the show.
Right.
From Awatuki, Arizona to Carteret, New Jersey. From Norwich, Vermont to Fairbanks, Alaska. From Washington, D.C. I filled that one in because I just didn't... I had to balance out the geography of it.
Yeah.
I had like 9-10 other cities, but I put Washington, D.C. in because it went well with Arnold, California, where they might make the bread.
I thought that was your old DJ name.
Arnold, California?
Yes.
No, that was my porn name.
Oh, your porn name, of course. Big as a stick.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone. We love Cornerstone. You will, too. Something to consider. The rates are low. They're at the lowest level in years. Now's the time. Take out cash for any reason. Pay off that holiday debt. Cornerstone offers a free float down. If rates continue to drop while they process your loan, you lucky person, still get the lowest rate.
You
can refinance now and skip your February payment. Tap into your equity and start 2019 with a clean slate. Plus, you're working with friends of TMOS. We love Cornerstone First Financial, licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida. They're not in Awatuki, Arizona yet, though. But it's something to shoot for.
Someday.
And Colorado. Click their banner on our website. cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. They give you the personal attention you crave from application to closing, and we thank you. I know I said to you, Rob, right before the show, because I didn't know Jessica, I said,
right.
You know, it's all on you, and then she just started talking to her. And
she's a pro. You know, she's fantastic.
Maybe I'm looking back, and maybe I should... I think I've figured out comedians more now than I have before, and it's something probably Opie and Anthony did way back in the day, that comedians, when you want them to just... I, for many, many moons, wanted a comedian to come in and just do their shtick.
Do their gig.
And now that's it. Just get them talking.
Let them be themselves.
And let them do that, and it's fun. You know, and I think for years I didn't want that. I want to, you know, perform monkey, and it's hard. She is just, every single time we'd get on a new subject, I could do 2 hours with her on that, and it sounds, and she's on Bubble Guppies, too, right?
Show. Her voices are fantastic. I didn't want to make a Dance Monkey Dance situation, but that one teenager voice is the one that we used, I think, in every take. We did sometimes, you know, 7-8 takes of a certain scene or segment of the scene, and she would always go to that, and to a person, everyone on the set was dying. It was just because
she jumps right
into
it. Such
an amazing transition to watch happen.
Which is great. I wish I was on television. All right, let's open up the mailbag. Can we?
Yes, we can.
Enough talking about your show.
It's pretty much all done with that. Right. You.
Not anymore. Anyway, welcome to the mailbag. Sorry we're doing it on Wednesday. We got crazy yesterday with everything going on. That craziness hasn't diminished. We'll get back to it. But I do want to take the time to acknowledge the people that put in
the
effort
time.
To put these things in. Good morning, TMOS. During last Tuesday's episode, Oscar diminished Pony's inflated email account by proudly displaying his phone to Rob. Rob saw a notification showing more than 244,000 unread emails. How does someone know this?
True.
Oh, because we did it on air.
Yeah.
Oh, now flashback. Thanks. I should remember that. Now flashback to 1 year ago when Oscar suffered his first back injury of 2018. Oscar complained at that time that he needed to get back into shape. So my wife and I privately emailed him a gift card to a rock climbing gym about 4 miles from his house. Wow, this is a person that really knows detail.
Yes.
Nearly a year has gone by, and we're pretty sure our gift card email is one of the 244,000.
Nope, saw that email.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Good for you.
Since our private invitation went unread, we would like to now publicly extend an invitation to Oscar and Shannon to try climbing.
I remember when that email came through because I was like, man, this would be great if I was in shape. And Shannon says, I'll go.
Did she go?
It's trendy, it's fun, and it's a great workout. They could do it together. Yours truly, Taylor and Allison Jenkins from Brooklyn Park, Maryland. P.S. If Oscar is more of an enthusiast of cold weather, we would be happy to take him ice climbing. Okay, calm down, Taylor. Anyway,
Taylor!
All we need is one frozen waterfall.
Yeah.
That sounds scary. But
they sent a photo. They sent a photo, and it's pretty chilling to look at. I mean,
are they in the photo?
I think it's a generic ice climbing photo.
I bet they're incredibly fit if they do this.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's good for people with back injuries to do a falling-related sport.
Or if you want a back injury.
Yes.
That's the joke. You just finished his thought with the joke that he made.
Let him
because
be funny.
You weren't listening. You were trying to be
let
funny.
Let him be funny.
He was actually funny.
He was killing.
Did you hear what he said? Yeah. He was being himself.
Yeah, it was moderately funny.
Okay, thank you.
I heard every word.
Okay, well, I just didn't understand. Then why did you finish his joke with a joke, the same joke?
No, not the same joke. He said it's great
but
for people.
But it was a variant of the same bit.
Well, what it was a funnier take on the same topic.
Oh, there, see, that's the way
it is. Did you do this on the set of Crashing? Because if you did, I'm sure they would have fired you.
I did not do it on the set of Crashing. Because I wasn't dealing with Pony there.
All right, there you go.
Dealing with professionals.
So let me, for Taylor and Allison Jenkins, let me ask, where does it stand?
There's nothing like a nice follow-up or reminder that this is on the table. I had completely forgotten this was sent. My apologies. I'm open to doing this when the weather is nicer. Now, if this is indoors, if I recall,
warm weather,
I can go anytime.
Indoors.
I can go anytime.
So there's your answer, Taylor and Allison, and give them a follow up, and maybe it'll find its way into the 244,000. Hi guys, I lost my job today. Well, that sucks.
Oh.
The buildings that I managed are going to a contract firm, and my services and talents are no longer required. So I'm applying to manage TMOS? Do I start Monday, or how does this work now? Breakfast with Larry, Chuck Warnke. Chuck, let's start a week from Monday. Week from Monday. We'll see you here.
Can more people sign their letters with Breakfast with Larry?
Breakfast with Larry.
I really enjoyed that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Also, we're in the midst of a hiring freeze, sir. So when you start on Monday, you won't be getting paid.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, and Maddie, sorry about that pay freeze that you dealt with for like 2 months. You know, all Rob has to do is tell me that, and I wouldn't have dicked around. I always think it's like to go, you know, pay rent. I don't do that. That doesn't motivate me, but paying Maddie would have motivated me. Did you explain to her that's really was not personal? If I knew an individual, because I didn't send checks up to Washington, was not getting paid, and
Maddie
I was never
was
told
very
that.
Very sweet. Yes. Yesterday, as she's here around 5 p.m., and she says, "Hey, do you have a moment?" I'm like, "Sure." And I'm thinking, and we interact on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And she says, "I haven't been paid since November 27th. Do we have checks in from Mike yet?"
Well, hold on. The checks came in when?
They came in over the holiday.
Yeah, so the checks came in a month after she hadn't been paid.
Agreed, but she...
I mean, she was paid in November. She could have gotten paid the end of December. That right. would have been reasonable.
Yeah, but we weren't here. We were on vacation.
Oh.
So we returned
When the checks came in, we were on vacation? Did the checks come in before or after,
after break, we
left?
After break.
Really?
Yes.
No, they came in before break because Carla sent them and acknowledged that you got them.
Remember, we had an issue with the mail, and they got sent back to your house.
Return to sender situation.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maddie, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and all the guys and gals. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and all the guys and gals in the control room, I just wanted to drop you a quick note to say thank you for continuing to be one of the best parts of my day. My wife and I are both teachers, and our family recently moved closer to our work, so our daughter could be a part of the school community. One of the many pluses of this move is that our commute to work went from 40-plus minutes on a good day to a mere 5 minutes, seven if I walk. Oh, wow. There you go. That way to improve your life. While this may sound like bragging, there is, in fact, a terrible downside to the move. I no longer have that 80 minutes in my car to listen to your show. Woe is me. Anyway, our daughter Lily is turning 7 on February 2nd, and she has been listening to TMOS along with me since she was born. If it's not too much to ask, could Mike help celebrate Lily's 7th birthday by talking up a record? She loves Michael Jackson's Thriller. All right, let me see where I put it here. Hold on just a second.
Great song.
Okay, I got
classic.
It. Wait, I didn't want to hit it yet. Bad fingers.
Mike, don't yell at yourself.
A little louder.
Sorry. She loves Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Thriller.
She heard her mom's birthday request a couple of years ago and actually requested this as her own present. So if you can save me a few bucks, I'd appreciate it. Many thanks for all you do. And God bless. Sincerely, Tori Shaw. So this is for...
Lily.
Who is it?
Lily.
Okay, great name. I have a family member named Lily. I had an Aunt Lily, and my cousin Billy's daughter is named Lily. So hit it, boys. That's right. When you're playing Thriller, everybody, you start that real early. Yeah, that's a little line to all the baby DJs out there. Hey, Lily! Lily! Happy 7th birthday to you! Lily's turning 7, everybody! I hope she has a fantastic birthday. And also, Lily, be good to your mom and dad, because they love you, especially with a shorter commute. Michael Jackson, everybody. Oh, we have another post. All right, you said it was the radio edit. It wasn't, but that's okay. Let's start again. Michael Jackson, WAVA, everybody. Sing it, Michael. It's close to midnight. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's for Lily.
Big win.
Hey, Lily.
Big win.
I just didn't like the whole thing, the way that went down. I'm sorry. I got to do it again. Sorry about that. Hey, everybody, what a great day it is. Going to be chilly in the D.C. area. Good chance for those waterfalls to freeze. But that's okay. If the waterfalls freeze, that means you can get out there and enjoy some waterfall climbing on the ice with the fabulous Taylor and Allison Jenkins. But I don't want to talk about them.
No, indeedy-do. I want to talk about Lily.
7 years old, and what a great kid she is. Yes, that's right. Lily likes Thriller because she's got great taste in music. I want to say, Lily, you're a fantastic kid, and thanks for supporting all of us at the Mike O'Mara Show. Now enjoy your Michael Jackson for you, everybody. Close to me. Woo! Thank you. All right, there. That was better. Thank you.
All right, let me see. I'm all discombobulated here. All right.
Lily.
Lily.
Lily. Lily.
Lily.
Thank you. Lily.
Okay, good morning, TMOS. My father was a longtime daily listener of your show, from its current iteration to as far back as the Don and Mike show. He was a respected journalist, but seemed to get most of his information from you guys. That's dangerous.
I know.
You also introduced him to various songs and artists he otherwise would have never heard of or liked. He was a journalist for Reuters from 1968 to 2000 and covered everything from Watergate to Kosovo and no fewer than five presidential campaigns. He spent time embedded with U.S. troops in Panama, and he spent time based in New York, London, Toronto, Tokyo, and Washington, D.C., where he never missed your show. Rest in peace, Robert Kearns. Dead at age 74. Joanna, what a beautiful letter and a nice tribute to your father. That is truly special. We really, really do appreciate that. And thank you for sending that. And I'm lost. Here we go. I got it.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm here. I'm caught up.
Got it.
Hey, boys. I would like to wish my father, Ken Cooper, a happy birthday. I won't say how old he is, but I will say that he celebrated his big day last Sunday. Please forgive the fact that I should have submitted it last week, because at his advanced age, he wants everything early, not just his dinner. Oh, well. Every day's a 10 when you're living the dream. Love, John Cooper. Wow. Introduce him to Jessica Kirsten.
Yeah, miserable.
Hi, guys. My amazing husband, Jason Griffenhagen.
Hello, Griffenhagen.
Hi. Wer ist Griffenhagen? Ja, das ist ein Jason Griffenhagen. Klink. I have to be in Brussels in the morning. Yes, General Burkhalter. Klink, I understand Major Griffenhagen is coming to visit Starlog 13. Make sure he's comfortable. And make sure that Mrs. Burkhalter has a sandwich in the car.
Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. Love I have to do it once in a while. It just comes out.
You do the best Leon Askin.
Thank you. It was Leon Askin,
like General
Burkhalter.
But
only there's no one. There is no one in America that knows what he just said. My amazing husband, Jason Griffenhagen, or Hagen, will be celebrating a birthday this Friday. He is the best. I never tell him that because we are, like you, tough as rocks.
Yeah.
We laugh through the funny, the not funny, the great, and the hard times, but he deserves everything in the world, and I can't really buy him anything because he always gets it for himself. Mike, if you could please do your favorite impression of all time, your choice, and wish him an impossibly unforgettable birthday, then maybe it'll make up for the terrible birthday slippers he gets from me. We are both WAVA Nova kids and bonus show subscribers. Love you long time. Thanks for all the laughs for many years. Lots of love and kisses. Meg from Falls Church, Virginia. I'm not sure. I never. That's always difficult for me to pick the one. It's like, you know, picking one of your kids.
Sophie's choice.
Yeah,
make a favorite impression.
You don't want to do that. But I certainly just did General Burkhalter, which was fun.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the old TV people. I like, I like James Gandolfini. You know?
Hey, the whole tray? I don't understand. That might be one that just comes. I like it because it's so easy to do it. It sounds so much like him, huh?
Congratulations on your son, by the way.
Yeah, good job with the son.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. That's wonderful. Let's bring the real James in here. Robert? Would you get my coat? Would you get my coat?
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Moving right along. Guys, I just pulled over my car and paused the show so I could write in and tell you that my 9-month-old son keeps laughing at Rob. Not in a bad way, mind you, but Quentin laughs. I went to school with a Quentin.
I did too.
And we called him Quentin.
Yeah.
That's the way we call Quentin. It was amazing at my 40th year reunion to see everybody walking up and go, Quentin!
Oh, they still did it?
You're still 19 years old.
That's great.
Yeah, nobody grows up. Quentin laughs every time Rob laughs. We listen to the show whenever we are bombing around in the car. And Q, that's what we call Quentin. That's so cute. Loves Rob's laugh. I just wanted to share. Thanks for all the free funny. Wes Clark of Herndon, Virginia. So
I like
there you
that.
Got
it. It's nice.
Hey, Q.
Hi, Q. 9-month-old Q doesn't know yet.
James Cerrito writes, oh, we have to talk about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another Herndon tragedy. Mm-hmm. James Cerrito writes, Mark Kenrich is the behind-the-scenes manager at JOTT.
Krenrich.
He's what?
Krenrich.
Krenrich.
Krenrich, sorry. He's a lot like Charlie of Charlie's Angels. He has been part of the Jimmy's crew since 1997, and his birthday was last Tuesday. He is an avid TMOS listener and attended the live show in Vegas. Mark enjoys watching sports games, drinking beers with high alcohol content, and attending Alice Cooper concerts. Happy belated 6-0 from the whole gang at Jimmy's and from all your friends in TMOS Nation. We love you, Mark Krenrich. That's Woo! Wonderful. That's good stuff, all right?
That's right, Angel.
Good stuff.
Be careful, Angel.
That's it. And Jimmy, good luck on the car that drove through. We'll have to get you. Can we get Jimmy on tomorrow?
Sure,
and,
absolutely.
And have him explain what happened. Because yeah. I thought when I saw the car, Jimmy had some property damage. We'll have all the details for you tomorrow. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern involved in a car crash. That's all I can say. How weird does that
Heard
sound?
Heard it was a Saints fan.
Hello, TMOS.
I hope he's
can
not
Can I get
at
a
fault.
Shout out? I just turned 53, and I'm an unpaid federal employee. Happy effing birthday, Jeff Saylor. Oh, man. I feel
that
for
sucks.
You, Jeff. I'm reading stories today. All I can tell you is that maybe there's movement, and then it's usually just the movement that I have on the bowl. Thank you. And now I hold in my hand.
32 days, Mike.
The last letter. God, we're late. Message for Rob. During my nightly airing of TMOS on YouTube this evening, you mentioned Alexa several times. Here forward. Would you do me a solid and please call her Amazon Echo? You set off my Echo every time you spoke, including a timer command. Thanks, bruh. P1 Jim Sanville. Well, Jim, this one's for you. Let me do this. This is for everybody listening right now. Alexa, play Buddy Rich. Thank you. Thank you very much. call me tomorrow and let me know if that happens or email.
Mr. O'Mara, you are a bad guy.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break and we'll try to catch up. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, Chrissy. Don't get me
wrong. The bonus show. A weekly flight into the shadowy
the Knight
world
Foundation.
Of a show.
Come on, the kid. Come
exist.
On.
Mike O'Mara,
come on.
A forever young loner,
I
except for working with Rob, Oscar, Pony, and a bunch of interns on a mission to champion the helpless and innocent in a world of podcasters that operate above the law.
Yeah.
Hit Turbo Boost at MikeO'MaraShow.com
like okay,
and be right. Mike's kit by
Pursuit
the
Mode Kit. Fast fact, they made about 20 cars for the actual making of the original Knight Rider.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 of them barely survived the production. And there's only 7 true kit cars from the production now on the road.
And Oscar owns 6 of them.
No. But they look cool when they're in the 80s and 90s. They're beautiful.
Love that car. I would still rather have the Back to the Future
and
car.
And everything that's in kit of that day is now in modern cars.
You're actually right, but it's not
Are
voice
you talking
play.
About the promo?
Yeah, we're just talking about Knight Rider.
Was he talking about Knight Rider in the
yes.
promo?
Yes, mm-hmm. Oh. David Hasselhoff.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joy Bird. I don't know, it's just it's the voice. Have you
heard about the revolution?
Have you heard about the revolution in online furniture shopping and Joy Bird, the company behind it all? This is so cool.
Love it.
Let me tell you about Joy Bird. You're going to love them. They let you create the space and furniture that brings you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles, colors, fabrics, and options. They have a wide range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specs. And every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try this 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund.
Great.
That's awesome. Plus, hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. So we're all over. This is not a resolution, but this is a thought that I have regarding just participation in social media.
Mm-hmm.
How did I write it? Because I wrote it earlier. I want to make sure I get it right. I have to get healthy on social media. So much cowardice, so much cruelty, so much cruelty without any hesitation. And for me to respond to somebody who pisses me off in a restrained way is soul sucking. I want to immediately go, F you. You don't know me. Screw you. Screw the way you think. But and I don't anymore. I try real hard to give a very measured response. But that is just soul-crushing. So
would it be less soul-crushing if you did not reply, do you think? If you just let it lay?
And you just muted them?
Yeah. What I have to do is just not reply. Just not. Because I don't reply to if you added up all the stuff that people engage with us on, would it be less than 5? At least less than 5%.
Sure.
Because we do enough right here.
Yeah, we do enough right here.
We don't
here.
Need to write directly to you. Not for
and
nothing.
Here is fine. Here all bets are off. Here I'll call somebody out here because I can
you
be
have
funny
this
about
outlet.
It. Right.
If you catch us on it on Messenger, it's really built into the fact that this is what we do for a living, and that's awesome. If we miss a message from you on Facebook Messenger or a post, odds are we didn't see it.
Yeah.
So here's how this is how I lay it out, because I'm not going to refrain from posting something or sharing something if I feel it's important. I won't stop doing that. I'm not going to restrict myself.
You won't live in a vacuum,
regard.
Mike.
But I'm not going to jump on the threads with, because when you do that, I feel, and over this this past weekend with the kids from the high school, and then the response from the people that would say, you all were wrong, the joy, I felt throughout all of it a tremendous sense of being manipulated.
This is what the Russians want.
Being manipulated. I mean, you know, if you believe that what you read, and I
yellow
do believe
journalism.
Part of that is true, I think that they like to see us tearing each other apart.
Of course they do.
So I still can post stuff, but I'm not going to be, I don't want to dive into the fray. And it's really, you know, the biggest posts I have with to get the most engagement are when I put a picture of my kid up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pure joy and innocence of youth where people say, hey, look at that cute little guy. And that's fantastic. But it is kind of soul sucking when you get involved in that. And I should point out that more often than not, the people that are very active with the negativity and the hate are cowardly and love it because there's no accountability. And even I don't care. Oh, you have your name up there. No, it doesn't matter. You're still a candy ass.
Yeah.
You know, you'd never do it to somebody's face. And I think it really gets old. It's easy to be hateful and cruel and stuff like that. I've certainly been like that on social media, and I want to work on it. That's all I'm saying.
Want to be a better person.
To say it's not being a better person. It's better for me.
I'm saying that makes you a better person. Motivated. Makes you a happier person, a bigger
person. I think you're right. I think it will make me a happier person. It doesn't make me a better person, but it makes me a happier person because I will sit. The best example would be I'm responding to somebody on the thread where I explained myself, the second post about the Covington kids. And I'm responding to a guy. And I'm trying to be measured, but express my frustration. And it takes a lot out of me. And my kid wanted my attention.
Yeah.
And there I am uselessly typing to somebody who probably is not. He ended up responding in a very measured way as well. So it ended up being okay. But in many cases, it'll be like, as soon as you do that with somebody, they consider it a pee in the weeds contest.
And anytime they dump a pile of mud at your feet, like that post is a pile of mud, and you go into that mud to handle it, you're going to come out muddy, sullied, tainted.
Most times.
You've engaged
most
with
times.
Them, and that's what they want, and there's
there
no way
exceptions,
for you to...
There are exceptions to that rule where sometimes it goes well, but I'm saying...
Rarely,
I think, haven't we had articles on this show where we've talked about just how bad it is, you know. And,
oh, I have colleagues, and if I'm being completely transparent, if I see a post, and I think I've said this on the air, if there's a political post one way or the other, I'm going to mute you. Like, you got 30 days, don't have to deal with it. Right. Don't want that in my feed. I got enough S going on every day. I got enough responsibilities. I don't need negativity one way or the other, selling my day when I just want to see cat videos of cats playing with dogs or goats playing with dogs. That's all I care about.
So you can mute them, but you can still do Tech 411. He can text you, right?
Yeah, well, no, I haven't seen a. Todd Moore was the first person I ever muted on Facebook.
Todd mute.
30 days. He's been on three consecutive 30-day probations.
Every time he
pokes his head up.
I'm happy. I will try to be better for myself with that. It dovetails into a review of a movie I completely was surprised with, and it touches on what we were talking about. There's a movie out there that Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah.
And I took my kid to see it. It's an animated feature.
Is it a sequel to Wreck-It Ralph?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I think it's a sequel to Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know. But it's Ralph, you know, the video game that's in the arcade. And he gets into, they bring Wi-Fi into the arcade, and he gets into the internet. And I was blown away by how engaged I was.
Because that's great.
It's a wonderful commentary on the internet. And yes, by the way, the reviewers that were slamming it for promoting Disney, it promotes Disney.
Of course.
Self-deprecating way. The princesses all in one room, which is a little bit of a spoiler alert, was one of the funniest things I've seen. It was fantastic. And I usually, 10 minutes in, my kid will be bouncing off the walls, you know, eating his Sour Patch Kids or whatever he's eating. And I'll be... And I'll be literally sawing wood. I will fall asleep. Yeah. I am so bored. The Incredibles put me to sleep. Give me a melatonin and put me in the theater.
Incredibles 2, right? Because
it doesn't matter which one. The Incredibles. Yeah.
Not that incredible for Mike. Yeah.
Blow up, 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 blow up. This movie was so engaging and it was so funny. And we were talking about that at one point. Ralph becomes a hero on the internet, and I said, don't read the comments. Don't read the comments. And it was hysterical. They just do a very... Is it accurate? Not necessarily as far as every little detail of the internet, but it's a wonderful commentary.
Very fun.
For internet people. Oh, it was very smart. And just...
So multi-level. Did Michael enjoy it as well?
Yeah. I mean, as much as a five-year-old can enjoy anything. You
know? But it's great when a movie can hold a kid's interest, but still.
Well, that's an overstatement if it held his interest. You know,
right.
He was under the seat like towards the last 10 minutes of the movie. It's like, get off the floor.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The grossest floor in America. Get off the floor.
Sticky.
But Ralph Breaks the Internet, you know, I mean, you could almost go see it as an adult if you like that kind of stuff. But I don't go to see cartoon features as an adult because it's like going to by yourself into an amusement park.
Yeah, but you can always get the DVD later and watch it in the privacy of your home.
I loved it. Ralph Breaks the Internet. Please check it out. It's fantastic. I'm sorry we are up on a break because we've lost complete control of the show today. And we will come back with and Oscar hasn't even. We don't have time to talk about your roof today.
No.
Because you're getting a new roof. Are you getting a new roof?
We're in the midst of negotiations, Mike.
We will have information on that, too. It's just one of those shows. It's Rob's fault. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrill on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the new year, let's all resolve to be more supportive of the ones we love. What do I mean? Like, your kids? No, your kids suck ass. I mean the lovable scamps on the Mike O'Mara Show. Buy the bonus show. Shop through their sponsors. Try the products they endorse. Be best.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Be best.
Here is a fact. Most people who lose weight gain it all back. Why? Let me tell you why. Because most weight loss plans just tell you what to do while you're on the plan, not after. That's what's great about Noom. It helps you between the ears where all this stuff exists. You learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. Don't diet. Learn. Build new, better habits for 2019. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand, literally. The Noom app is on your phone wherever, whenever you need it. Noom gives you a live goal specialist, a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, fitness trainer, all in one, all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It's been shown that the best way to lose weight is to record what you eat. And it's important to know what's going into your body. That's half the battle right there. It absolutely takes the agony out of food tracking with Noom's food database. I love it. Noom, designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That's N-O-M. Let me do it again. NOOM.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good. And we thank you. Do you have the phone available? So we because we were told we've only got maybe a 2-minute window here to call Mr. Kraft.
Yeah,
can you? Of course. Can you bring? Let's see if we get him on the line right now. Let's.
We have the only rotary phone.
Congratulate him on the big victory, the end of the AFC Championship, and his like 700th trip to the Super Bowl, which is very very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. It's ringing now, Bob Kraft.
Hello.
Bob?
Mr. Kraft?
Who's this?
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Rob Spiewak along with Oscar Santana.
Uh-huh.
We were scheduled for a 10 a.m. call Eastern time. We're about 4 minutes late. Our apologies.
Is it 10 a.m.?
Yes,
is
10 a.m.
10 a.m. now? Oh, okay. Hey, how are you?
Are we interrupting?
Did we wake you?
I'm fine. Yes, you did. I slept late.
Are you in bed?
What a great week for New England. Great week for New England. Great week for New England.
Do you sleep in pajamas that have a white collar?
I have several pairs of blue, light blue pajamas with white collars.
Mr. Kraft.
How do you like my long hair? Do you like my long hair?
You know, I was watching you in the owner's box. You look hipper than you've ever looked.
Thank you. To the people of New England and all the fans, just very happy to have another
what?
Championship.
Oh, championship. Yeah, it must be exciting for you.
Am I not speaking English? I said we have another championship.
Mr. Kraft, first...
First,
congratulations. It seems to us...
Who's this? This is
Oscar Santana.
Is there another person on the phone?
Yeah, it's also me, Rob Spiewak. We've spoken before.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you still doing your vocal exercises we talked about?
No, it's just early. I have a little trouble getting my throat to work.
Yeah. Maybe you could have a sip of something?
This is a new development, which is really, it's making Mike laugh, yes. So I'm doing it.
Yeah, Mike had to step out. Could you try this for me?
Guys, how about those Patriots?
Try this. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
That's good. That's really good.
Tom Brady.
What about
greatest of all time,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Greatest of all time.
You continue winning. You continue building championship teams.
Building championship teams.
Cheating.
Have you ever seen the movie
Making America Great Again?
Mr. Kraft, have you ever seen the movie Radio Days?
Yeah, Woody Allen, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I like that. Be relaxed, get regular with relax.
Yes.
Do it the relax way. Yeah, that's fantastic. Can I just say on behalf of the entire Patriots organization, how thrilled I am with Coach Belichick, Tom Brady, and all of the players.
I have a question about your speaking. Yes. Are you? I know you're in
Hello,
bed.
Rob. Hi, Bob. For asking me about my spook.
I know you're in bed right now. Are you actually laying flat in bed, or are you sitting up?
Yeah, that's it. Hold on. Let me sit up.
Yeah, is it your diaphragm? What's going on?
There we are.
All right. There we go.
That's much better.
Very good. You should try using another pillow.
Let me try this right now. I'm going to talk to you. I'll talk to you with leaning forward. And let me try this experiment, because I'm going to lean back on my pillow right now. Oh, that seems to be a problem. There we are, leaning forward again.
Perfect.
Leaning backwards, that's it. Leaning forward. Leaning backwards. Leaning forward. Leaning backwards. Thank you. Bob Kraft,
Bob, owner of the
New England Patriots. Yeah.
Do you hear the difference?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Mr. Kraft.
Which is better?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hold on, wait a minute. I gotta get set. Okay, hold on. Maria, would you get me my juice? Get me my f***ing juice, please.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Kraft.
I don't know. I thought you might have been muted, but apparently you want some juice.
When you're public.
Yeah.
What kind?
I have the same juice every morning, a mixture of tomato and cranberry. It's delicious. Oh. Somebody said it would help my throat. I have to go.
No.
Not to get off the phone, but I have to go to the bathroom.
All right. Closing thoughts on their championship, please.
I think that we're gonna rule another one. We're gonna win another one.
I like when you lean forward.
Yeah. Hey, Gronkowski. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Bob Kraft. There he is, owner of the New England Patriots.
Check in with him before,
I had to step out. Is he okay? Is he all right?
He actually sounds better than last time.
Tomato juice and cranberry.
Yeah. Oh, so you heard that.
Yummy. Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. The cold and flu season is officially here. Boo!
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 Did you know that proper hydration is one of the most important factors in flu and cold prevention and recovery? Grab some Liquid IV like I did. My new Liquid IV packets came in this week. Liquid IV contains 110% of your recommended daily dose of vitamin C and B12, and it tastes so darn good.
The best.
Liquid IV is the fastest growing hydration brand, and you can find it everywhere, even Costco.
I seen it there.
You can find Liquid IV at all Costco's nationwide.
Yes!
Boom, bam.
Hello, I'm going today.
Yay!
Liquid IV is a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks, and unlike Pedialyte or Gatorade, it has no artificial flavors or preservatives. God, it's good stuff.
Yes.
When mixed with 16 ounces of water, I know why it's growing, because it tastes so good, and it is so good for you. It makes you feel good. It actually helps your body absorb more of the water and nutrients you drink directly into your bloodstream. It's non-GMO, it's vegan, it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it can provide the same hydration is drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I love it. I've told you that, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquidiv.com. Got to go to liquidiv.com through the Mike O'Mara Show to get that 20%. When you use that code at checkout, it's TMOS. 20% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website, worth every single discount percentage. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait, get hydrated. I heard did I hear something?
No.
Well, because you should have in the mail a satchel of Liquid IV coming your way.
Oh, really?
Because
I've got my own satchel.
I received what was, they used to have these traditional boxes. You're like, the boxes are great.
Yeah.
But this thing is like the family pack. I don't know what they call it, but when I opened it, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's there a lot of stuff. Fantastic. I love it.
Send it.
Best.
I'll drink it all. I'll drink it. I'll drink it.
Hey, news.
Drink
it.
News.
I'll drink all of it. I'll drink it before the show's over. How much I like it. Drink it. Drink it up. Drink it up real good.
Keep drinking it. Drink it.
Drink it.
Drink it. Go.
Ho. Drink it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The people of New Orleans aren't giving up without a fight. Someone started a petition on change.org to make the Saints and Rams replay the game this Sunday. Yeah, that will happen.
Sure.
They have a goal of 1 million signatures. And as of last, God, Americans and what they care about.
Replay that game there, Cher.
Yeah, come on now. That's right. They blew it. B-L-E-A-U-X-X-X-E-U. They have a goal of 1 million signatures, and of last night, they had more than 680,000. Meanwhile, a Louisiana lawyer who calls himself the strong arm of the law has filed a civil suit against the NFL. And a businessman from the state put a billboard saying, Saints got robbed and NFL blew it, B-L-E-A-U-X. They put that up in Atlanta, Cher, where the Super Bowl is taking place. Ain't going to change nothing.
Oh,
that's it.
Also,
by the way, it doesn't sound like the city that care forgot to me. Sounds like they care about this.
They do care about that.
As I told my father when we were watching this game, and I had to still explain some nuances of the game to him.
Sure.
Because he likes to watch.
Why are they allowed to touch it with their hands?
He likes to watch BN, which is a lot of soccer. And there's a lot of soccer on that I was battling him out for the television for on Sunday.
Yes.
And
you hear what he said.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to mow past that.
Why are they allowed to touch it with their hands?
They should be kicking the ball.
He understands enough to know that they play a different game, Rob.
Okay.
So. Oh, I said, Dad, he goes, well, that's not fair. I said, life isn't fair, Dad. You taught me that.
Yep.
You just got to roll with the punches.
Got it. Yeah. And that's it. Look, teams get screwed 50 times a year in the NFL. This is no exception.
It's just nice that finally something nice happened to the good guys, like Robert Kraft.
Well, he's the AFC, so this is
the NFC. I know,
but
I like when good things happen to good
people.
But
it's also the LA Rams, and LA's got 15 teams in LA now. It's ridiculous
also,
the way they do
that.
Also,
there is a big conspiracy theory that now is online, if you go deep into Reddit, that says the NFL set this up from the beginning because they want the number two media market the Super Bowl.
They always love big markets in the big games. It's simple business.
I've been a football fan my whole life, and I've always said, they fixed it. They wanted these two games. They wanted Cleveland. No, anyway, four players. This is something I agree with, agree.
Okay.
And I'm happy for this guy. Four players have been elected to Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. This is still the best Hall of Fame. It's the purest Hall of Fame. It's the one that they take a lot of care in doing it. Here they are. Mike Messina of your Baltimore Orioles. Hey, Mike Messina, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Classic.
Way to go. I remember that canon. Edgar Martinez, Roy Halladay, posthumously, he died in a plane crash, and Mariano Rivera. You need 75% of the votes of sports writers to get in. Mariano Rivera, and here, this is a Yankee, but I agree with this.
Really?
And I was a victim of Mariano my whole life. He became the first player in history to be unanimously voted in, appearing on all 425 ballots. And I'm down with that.
That
I
is
agree.
So cool. Think
the
of that.
The Sandman. He was the Sandman. There was a time when they got to Mariano Rivera where the game was over. Now, later on, as things went in 2004, things changed. It was the greatest moment. It wouldn't have been as great for the Red Sox if you hadn't had a guy like Mariano Rivera. They paid tribute to him when he was retiring. He deserved it.
Think of that.
Before.
That means somebody actually voted against Hank Aaron. Getting into the Hall of Fame.
Hey, oh, and other players too. Before now, Ken Griffey Jr. had the highest vote percentage in 2016 when he received 99.3%. Griffey was named on 437 of 440 ballots. Halladay is getting it posthumously. He died in a plane crash in 2017, I think, down here in Florida.
He had one of those. It was actually fascinating to me. It was sad also.
Right.
But the idea that, and you'll see this in the next 5 years, that these single-engine planes now are becoming so easy to fly because the technology is supposed to be so great that this was one of those little jet ski planes that you would get in.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah, pay like $750,000 for, and he's a wealthy man. He can do what he wants.
Yep.
And he just had an accident.
Yeah, it sucked. It sucked. It really did. The Oscar nominees were announced yesterday, as Oscar Santana mentioned. Black Panther is the first superhero movie ever to be nominated for Best Picture. Overall, Roma, a movie I've seen with the subtitles.
Oh, you liked it? Did you like it?
I thought it was good. Yeah, I thought it was different. It was like nothing I'd seen. It was interesting. Very interesting, but it's one of those movies that ends. It just ends.
Mm-hmm.
The Favorite led with 10 nominations. The 91st Academy Awards will air Sunday, February 24th on ABC. Is The Favorite Elizabethan era?
I know it's British because it's spelled favorite.
Favorite, yes.
Get the U out.
Favorite?
Favorite.
I want to check that. I want to check that out. Apparently, the trendy new men's hairstyle is troll doll hair. Yeah!
Yeah!
Esquire says that a bunch of the male models in a fashion show in Paris had their hair swirled up and waxed to a point, just like troll dolls. And now it's a thing. Won't be able to do it for me. So you should probably start styling your hair like that, too. Obviously. Well, good news for Eric Zoolander Stuglinski.
If he walks in here with a troll doll haircut,
he's
the only guy I think that can
I'm
do it.
I'm going to ask him to leave.
He won't, though. I'm staying.
Oscar, when you eventually become a father, you'll have a gender reveal party. It doesn't seem like they're going away. If you're not familiar, that's a party where a pregnant couple finds out the gender of their baby by, like, popping a balloon. Is it they find out the gender or they...
No, what
they,
happens
they,
is...
They know the gender and they let their friends know, right?
To do it properly, the doctor gives a sealed note with the gender that you give to the whoever
the
is
caterer.
Going to fill the balloon or bake the cake or whatever, and then you find out all at once.
You all find out.
Popping a balloon. Well, there's a way worse new option for those people. There's a restaurant chain called Villa Italian Kitchen that has 250 locations across the country. Don't have them down here.
Wow.
Shame, shame.
Yeah.
And they just created gender reveal lasagna. Yeah, here's what they do.
This is funny.
Oh, we are a stupid country, stupid country, stupid country.
Congratulations, your baby is obese.
They bake some lasagna with cheese inside that's been dyed an unappetizing pink or an even more unappetizing blue.
Dying
and when you cut
ricotta.
Into the lasagna, you find out if you're having a boy or a girl. Hey, it's a blue. Pass me a piece of the pasta.
Man, that ricotta makes me so sick.
Gross. If you want one, it costs $140. You get normal colored rolls and a salad for 12 people.
Did you see?
So I guess they charge us $60 extra for the food color.
Last month, it was in, I think it was in December, the gender reveal was they were going to blow up something that was filled with either blue or pink debris, and they caused a brush fire and destroyed all of their land. So congratulations to them. It's a stupid boy.
If I ever do that,
yes.
Which sometimes it might be out of my control. Please remind me of this conversation.
All right.
Thank you.
We did was pan it and say, grow up, be adults, plan accordingly.
You know,
I'll lobby for it to be on this show.
You probably don't remember this, but after Mac worked with us for about 2 years, we had a gender reveal party for him.
Hey, if Oscar does become a father and we do that, can we do a gender reveal on the show?
Of course.
Yeah, but
that'd be amazing ratings. Make a baby now.
Yeah, go make love to your wife.
We need a roof. We don't have time for a baby.
Even if you're going to adopt, carry, you know, put in a sack or something. And
bag,
then and then
bag
we'll just
baby.
a bag.
Baby
bag of baby, and then when the baby comes out dressed blue or yeah. All right. Anyway, it's time for a little something something.
Of course.
There's a 34-year-old guy in Madison, Wisconsin. A lot of fans of this show in Mad City.
Mad
Wisconsin.
City. Right.
He just became the poster boy for an obsession with action figures. On Sunday night, he'd been drinking, and he was pretty sure his 46-year-old wife had damaged some of his action figures. He responded by grabbing an axe and using it to destroy the family's TV, TV stand, laptop, and car. He chopped off both of the side mirrors and eventually got the axe stuck in the windshield. He was pissed.
I guess
That's where the cops found it when they showed up. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and property damage. He will not be able to take his dolls to jail, but he will get regular visits from figurine advocate Matthew Bloom. There we are. Yeah, sorry, just another one of the visits.
They really miss you.
Yeah, they pick up the phone. Yeah, you're on the other side of the glass. I feel your pain.
Anyway, we'll
take
a break.
Make sure you dust them.
We will be right back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here at the Back of the Show, everybody. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara for Political Persuasions. Great issue-oriented podcast, I promised you the strongest, most effective, biggest, most successful podcast ever. And I promised that we wouldn't pay for it. Well, it's true. It's here and it's free. The entertainment shutdown is over. Grab Political Persuasions every week on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found. Thank you, Mike. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages, Bigger, Better, Faster, Funnier.
Yes.
More outrageous, twice as compelling, taller, thicker, sweeter, and more potent.
Wow!
Long-lasting, unrelenting, unforgiving, and solid as Gibraltar. I speak, of course, about the bonus show.
Mm. Yay!
Bonus show subscribers are like a secret club of TMOS aficionados that love what they like and get what they want. Extra blessed content. The bonus show is a sixth episode that we record every week, and it can be yours for just a few top secret pennies. Shh! Join the club. Discretion is key. Be part of the Cognoscente. And soon, the secret TMOS handshake will be a part of your daily routine.
Yeah.
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and quietly click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So this year, better yourself. Shh. In secret. Tell no one. Remain solemnly quiet. Preserve the mystery. And when you laugh, laugh quietly.
Because the secret is ours to keep, my precious.
Or tell everybody. We don't care. All right, that's it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's open up the audio vault.
Might have been drinking when I wrote that.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know.
I love them. I love your drunken promos. They're great.
Okay. Gene Simmons is a rock and roll star.
This is Gene Simmons.
I'm glad you. We've noted on this show before that he's sort of morphing into Jackie Mason a little bit.
Is it the plastic surgery that really stops most of these celebrities from
I think it's age. And also, he's been abusing his voice for many, many years.
True.
But did you know, I've never seen one of these in an airport. Have you ever been to one of Kiss's theme restaurants, Rockin' Brews?
No, God.
I had no idea these things existed. But wow. Apparently they do a killing.
Is there anything they don't have their little herpetic fingers in?
They're the first, remember, first rock band to ever put their logo on a coffin. And that's the truth. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley have announced that the Rockin' Brews in airports all across America will now feed TSA workers free. Which is a lovely gesture.
Smart.
That's nice.
But let's hear them talk, because Gene Simmons is going to talk about how they're going to do this thing.
We're proud to operate our Rockin' Brews restaurants at airports and respect the diligent hard work of each and every TSA employee to ensure the safety of who else us.
While the TSA continues to work on our behalf without pay, we want to make sure that we can at least provide them with a delicious meal to show our support.
I'm shocked they got in the same room.
I thought they like you. Do they hate each other?
I think there's a lot of grief between everybody and Kiss.
We are very happy to support the transportation safety.
Who knew they had these restaurants?
It doesn't shock me.
I'd love to know where they are.
It's a great ad.
Yeah.
I need it one just for the novelty of it. I would. Absolutely.
I got makeup on my wings, though.
By the way, though, why are they brilliant? Because we know now.
You do.
We didn't know before. Now we know because of that.
Way ahead of the curve.
We didn't buy that advertising.
Now, we did not have to buy an advertising schedule.
We talked earlier about the Saints and the Rams and that horrible missed call for pass interference.
Yes.
This I find fascinating, because I used to actually play this video game and watched it get better every year, Madden.
Oh, yeah?
And so someone ran a simulation where they put the two plays into Madden with that lineup, with those teams, and they ran the plays. And guess what? The video game didn't reflect what happened at the game.
Breeze now on third and goal. That's incomplete, but there is a flag down. So hang on, a big call coming on third down.
Pass interference, defense.
So the video game got the pass interference.
That is scary.
That'll be. Yeah.
They have so much data that they knew that guy would be beat.
Yep.
That was a high percentage play.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing to me, with the detail in that game, that they can actually produce one every year.
Yeah.
But I guess they just add on and build to it, but it's really special.
How much would you pay for a box of Kleenex?
Whatever I get it for, at Costco.
There is a new
brand. Or Target.com or Macy's.com.
There is a new brand of Kleenex that costs $80 a box, but it's got a gimmick.
Oh.
They're called Vave, I believe, V-A-E-V. These are tissues that have been injected with the flu virus. So every time you use them, you're getting your resistance built up for the flu bug.
Oh God, that's hack. Oh God, that's gross.
I just keep thinking of the fact that they might be used tissues.
You tear your muscles
to become stronger. You learn to fall to become a dancer. You callus your fingers to become a musician. Why is your immune system any different? Introducing a tissue powered by the human body. For the human body. This flu season, keep your immune system feeling like your immune system. Vave.
Why do I feel like somebody should call Lewis Black right now?
You don't need those tissues.
Who's telling me that if you blow your nose into a snot rag, that it's going to make you healthier?
Thank you, Lewis.
Bye.
Okay, new feature I'd like to debut. It is the Mike O'Mara Show Newsmaker Voice of the Week.
Oh, goody.
This is a lady. She's 30 years old. She's from Germany. She has had injections into her body to darken her skin because she identifies as black.
All right.
Now, that's neither here nor there. She feels that when she gives birth, because she is with squirrel, as they say, Maddie, mm-hmm. she's pregnant. When she gives birth, she thinks the child is going to be black because she's had these injections. I find fault with this, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
I just want you to hear her voice. Here is the 30-year-old German woman.
You've been told by a doctor that your children will be black?
Yeah, they said they will be black. Also, we are not having planned children actually, but I am discussing regularly with my doctor. Is everything in the body is okay? Will the, how is the baby okay? Is breastfeeding okay? And how will the baby look like?
Yeah, good luck with the baby.
I mean, it's your DNA.
Yeah, it's just the voice, man.
It's just...
I quote the great Keanu Reeves, who said in the movie Parenthood, you need a license to drive a car, but they'll let any a-hole be a parent.
It's so true. A bit of music that has been bouncing around in my head. This was trending on YouTube over the weekend. Are you familiar with the band The National?
Oh, of course.
Very popular band, and you'll recognize their style when I play this parody record.
Can you ask me?
Yes, Mike, do you know the band The National?
Oh, of course.
I thought so. So
they had a losing season.
No, it's not them. Different, okay. Different team.
The National.
You'll recognize their style and genre when I play this parody record. I don't often play parody records, but I thought this was clever.
All right.
Someone surmised what would happen if the theme to Frasier had been recorded by the band The National.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads.
Okay, I get it.
I love that. I wanted to not play it first time I heard it, but I kept saying, let me just hear that one more time.
Because if you really know the original,
yes.
Oh, it's just a departure.
Bring it in again and bring it in with the two side by side.
The Frasier theme?
Oh, do you have the two side by the original Frasier theme?
I can get it. Give me 1 second, yeah. Here's the remake.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scramble. And maybe I seem a bit confused.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I love this.
I got you paid.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
There you go.
Yeah, see, there you go.
That's perfect. That's now. Now we have closure.
I seem a bit confused.
That's it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads
and scrambled eggs.
They're calling again.
They're calling again.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, we may do it Tuesday or we may do it like we did today on Wednesday. Send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift even for yourself. Support TMOS by getting the bonus show. Our goal, 100% of our listening audience subscribing. That would make our lives a lot better. And we do the show forever. It's as easy as pie, just as tasty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, thanking you for your continued amazing support and for joining us for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay. Come on.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.